cloudy and 20 in Mount Gambier. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A Millicent man will front drink driving charges following a car-truck crash on Tuesday afternoon. Shortly before 1 p.m, a four-wheel drive and truck collided at the intersection of Agricultural Bureau Drive and Rocky Camp Roads. Police will allege the Toyota 4Runner failed to give way before striking the side of the northbound semi. Both drivers were uninjured, but the Toyota sustained extensive front-end damage and was towed from the scene. The driver of the Toyota failed an alcohol breath test and was taken to the Millicent police station where he allegedly blew .105. He's immediately lost his driver's license for 6 months and was reported for drink driving and failing to give way. 14 secondary school students have been selected to take part in an inaugural program steering them towards forging a career in the forestry industry. The teens from Mount Gambier High School, Grant High School, St Martin's Lutheran College, Tennyson Woods College and the Independent Learning Centre will be gaining forestry pathway skills and knowledge across the year. 141's Paul Hartung says these students will have a head start over others looking for work and career opportunities.
We'd also like to help increase our diversity. So one is about bringing youth through our business, but we also want to see females also get involved in our industry and come through, because for too long it's been a heavily male-dominated industry. And the technology and skill sets has changed so much over time. So we also want to attract a wider range of students to come through the program.
The City of Mount Gambier has adopted its first Reconciliation Action Plan. It's the product of 5 years of consultation and outlines a vision for the council within the reconciliation space for the next 2 years. Mount Gambier is the first council in the Limestone Coast to adopt a Reconciliation Action Plan endorsed by Reconciliation Australia. And the Panola Men's Sheds received $8,905 through the federal government's Stronger Communities program. The cash will be used as part of a broader project to extend the facility to increase membership and community involvement. The Narracourt Squash Club is hosting a 12-hour marathon event on March 14 to raise money for the Cancer Council SA Narracourt branch. Groups will be provided an hour court time for a $50 donation, where rackets, bowls and safety glasses will be supplied. That's your latest Limestone Coast news and sport.